Welcome to the new mid-range storage resource management solution for DS3000, DS4000, and DS5000 conference call. All lines will be in a listen-only mode until the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star 1. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I will turn the call over to Mr. John Foley. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate it. Hello, folks, and welcome to today's call, today's education call. I should say good morning, good evening, and good afternoon to all of you around the world. Today's presentation is titled IBM Tivoli Storage Productivity Center 4-Disk Mid-Range Edition. The presentation you should have in front of you also should say IBM Seller Education, April 2010. I wanted to quickly talk about a couple things before we actually go through the presentation, and we'll move quickly because I know most of you are already familiar with this presentation. I wanted to explain for a moment why we were not included in the April 13th dynamic infrastructure launch. This is something that came about very quickly. In early March, as the dynamic infrastructure team moved to finalize collateral and deliverable, the IBM Tivoli team decided that it would probably be a great idea for us to introduce a mid-range TPC for disk offering that provided excellent pricing for the mid-range environment. We wanted that to go along with the products that we were announcing in the April 13th timeframe, but because we came along so late in the cycle, we were not able to insert ourselves into those messaging initiatives and the education sessions. We came along late. But because we came along late, we still thought it would be a good thing to do this for you folks in the field. I know a lot of you have been asking about special pricing for our DS3, 4, and 5 mid-range products. We wanted it to happen, and we went forward, and within 30 days, we actually announced this product on April 13th. Now, let's take a look at slide number 2. I just wanted to point out a couple things that you might find important to know, kind of like a rah-rah story. I compared 2008 and 2009 highlights, and what I discovered was that the fastest growing product within the IBM storage software portfolio happened to be TPC. And that's compared to TSM and SVC. Now, we in TPC grew 24% year to year, and that's in a market, an SRM, storage resource market, that was growing at a rate of 5.9%. That's pretty dead burn good. A market growing at 5.9%, and we, TPC, are growing at 24%. Now, here's where it really became impressive, and that was the fastest growing product within the TPC portfolio was TPC for disk. Now, you know we have TPC for replication, TPC for data, TPC standard edition, TPC basic edition. But the component that happened to be growing the fastest within our entire TPC portfolio was TPC for disk. That told me and the rest of our team that you guys were really starting to embrace the functionality of disk. And not only were you embracing it, but our customers were starting to learn that they couldn't live without the features and the functions of TPC for disk, and we started selling it like gangbusters last year. The greatest sales contributor to the TPC revenue last year were our business partners. Kudos to those guys out there. And the greatest business partner contributor by region happened to be in America. Now, those are a couple stats I wanted to give you. The most important stat on this page is that you guys are really starting to sell TPC for disk. I think you've finally figured it out. I think you finally realize that our customers can't live without it, and you're going in there and doing a lot of cross-selling and a lot of clothing of the TPC storage product. All right, so let's talk about the meat. On page 3, as I said, on April 13th, we announced a new mid-range version of TPC for disk. Let me talk about that for a second. Basically what we did, we didn't change any code whatsoever. We took the TPC for disk product as you know it today, all the features and all the functions, we put a wrapper around it with a new name called TPC for disk Mid-Range Edition, and we imposed licensing guidelines that state you can now use this product to manage, you know, performance management, monitoring, reporting, everything that comes with TPC for disk. You can now use this product to manage the DS3000, 4000, 5000. You always could, but now you can sell it into that environment at a dramatically reduced price. Let's talk about the price. As you know, TPC for disk and all the other TPC components are licensed according to the number of terabytes that are being managed. What we decided to do with TPC Mid-Range Edition was make it very easy for you guys. So all you need is a calculator to do something very simple. We decided to say that TPC for disk Mid-Range Edition, and let me just say Mid-Range Edition or MRE, where we're abbreviating, calling MRE. Let me just say it's priced according to the storage enclosure. So you count up the storage enclosures. And I'll give you a price example. But the storage enclosures are U.S. list price $8,099. Now, for me, I like to make it easy, and I'm just going to round out and say each enclosure is $8,000. So if you have a DS5000 with five enclosures, that's five times $8,000, and you have the list price. Four enclosures, four times $8,000, you have a price. We make it very easy. It's not raw terabytes. It's not usable terabytes. It's not managed terabytes. It is just a plain old enclosure. Now, many of you business partners out there want to know, can I order this through AAS or PPA? And the answer is yes. This is available in AAS and PPA. And most important, for all you folks on the call, whether you be STG sellers, IBM, Tivoli sellers, IBM, or business partners, you do get commissionable revenue for selling this product. Most important. So, that being said, let's move on to page four, give you a couple examples. I did say that this new MRE, Mid-Range Edition product, is priced according to the number of enclosures. Believe me, it took 4 weeks to bring this product to market, but it took 3 weeks of everybody on our team arguing about what an enclosure definition would be. So we did the best we could to try and identify what we mean when we say storage device or enclosure, however we decide to use the phrase. A storage device slash enclosure is an independently powered channel-attached device that stores disk drives or controller, the storage of data on magnetic disk, .. All right? Licensees must obtain entitlement for every storage device slash enclosure which runs, uses services provided by or otherwise accesses the program for every storage device on which the program is installed. All right, so these are all legal terms, but for you folks on the phone, a picture is worth 1,000 words. As you can see, I've given you a couple samples here. The first example is a 5020, I don't know what you guys call it, a DS5020 with a 5020 enclosure, expansion unit. You have two powered units right there for that DS5000. Two of those, what did I say? Two times 8,000, the real price is 8,099, but two times 8,000, 16,000 list price. The next sample is you got a DS5300 with an expansion unit, two units. So that would be two times, again, $8,000, $16,000. The next one is a DS4700 with three expansion units connected to it. So what's that? One, two, three, four. Four times $8,000. And the next, last example is a DS3000 with one expansion unit. So that's two units, two powered units, two times $8,000, $16,000. These are all list prices. It doesn't get any easier than that multiplication that I learned in fifth grade. I'm sorry. Let's do a couple price comparisons. On page 5, let me put this in screen show for myself. I did say it was, let's see, a small print. On page 5, I did say this product was dramatically reduced in price so that you guys can sell it to the DS345 environments. So let's take a couple examples here. Prior to April 13th, if you sold TPC for disk in an enterprise environment on a 5300, DS5300 with 26 expansion units that had 416 terabytes, that price of TPC for disk would have cost you over a half a million dollars, $563,000. Today, with the mid-range edition pricing, that price for that unit that you see on page 5 on the left-hand side will now be $218,000, less than half the price of what we offered prior to April 13th. Another example I have is on the right-hand side where we can see one DS5300 or a 5100, 30 terabytes using 15K drives. Prior to April 13th, you would have bought TPC for disk at $88,000, and today it will cost you $48,000. Remember, these are list price. Now, if you bump that up and go up to 160 terabytes on the same box using bigger drives, again, you can see the price difference. For a 160-terabyte system, and this is a DS5000, the MRE price is $48,000. And look at the TPC for disk enterprise price, $286,000. That's like an 80% discount on the price. Now, you have to be aware, I'll put a sample in here, you have to be aware of, you know, where is the break-even and where is it better off selling TPC for disk. So the last example here shows you a very small system. It's a single DS5000, you know, 5020. It has 3.9 terabytes of 15K drives. Remember, looking at the picture, there are three enclosures right there. So if you take three enclosures and you multiply times $8,000, you get $24,000... But if you were to license it according to the number of terabytes using TPC for disk, it would have come to $13,000. So I wanted to show you a dramatic difference where TPC MRE can offer quite a big difference in pricing, you know, to get TPC into a customer's environment. But I also wanted to make you aware of where there might be a break-even price when it comes to using the terabyte pricing model. Now, remember, all this became available for order on April 13th. So go forth and start selling into these environments. But let's do this before you leave me. On page 6, I wanted to talk about a couple things that are important that customers are starting to recognize and really a high-level overview of what TPC for disk offers to you folks out there that have not really sold it but are now interested in selling it because you really think you can start penetrating these environments. TPC for disk, remember, is no different than TPC for disk mid-range edition. They were governed by licensing. They're not only governed by licensing, but they have different prices, but they have the same features and functions. TPC for disk mid-range edition offers continuous real-time monitoring, provides reporting across multiple arrays as long as they are DS 3, 4, and 5. They help monitor the metrics such as throughput, input, output, I/O rates, data rates, cache utilization. TPC for disk offers the alerts. You can operator alerts, you know, threshold alerts. It helps improve return on storage by identifying and improving the reliability of the system by identifying bottlenecks and trending operations. And overall, it can reduce the administrator's complexity of a SAN by being able to view via an entire topology of all your DS3, 4, and 5 within your network. A couple of things that it does at a high level that you would take out to a customer is it has the ability to discover a network topology. It goes out and looks for new devices, and it discovers those devices and puts it in a topology map. On page 8, it allows you to monitor the health of your entire environment by providing different colors here. As you can see on this chart, there are little green boxes. Every now and then you'll see a red box. Green means things are working very well in your environment. A little red box, as you can see over on the right-hand side here, a little tiny red thing, shows that there might be a problem within the environment, and then offers the customer the ability to click on that red box and do a drill down, go to that environment, and quickly identify what might be wrong in this environment. On page 9, you can create volumes, and you can set up provisioning, automatic provisioning, with TPC for disk, something that's very popular in today's environment where customers are requiring a lot of provisioning-type features and functions. On page 10, you can see the performance reports, and this is the meat of it. TPC for disk is really the performance monitoring feature, performance reporting feature, of the entire TPC suite. So in the past, when a customer would come to you and say, I might not be able to afford the entire TPC suite, whether it be TPC replication or data or disk, standard edition, I might not be able to afford the entire suite. But what I need and what I feel is critical is I need performance monitoring and performance reporting. In those cases, you would sell TPC for disk. And I think last year our customers started realizing disk was so valuable to them, and I think you guys realized that it was starting to become an easy sell. And that's why I feel, and this is the meat of the product, we provide TPC performance reporting on the DS3, 4, and 5 in one of these global topology views. So it's really, this is the meat slide that you can take to customers. On slide 11, I did mention that you have advanced alert management capabilities. You can trigger alerts, you can script alerts, you can identify when an alert occurs, you can trigger a condition to occur once that alert is identified. On page 13, you can see a consolidated view of all the storage systems, DS3, 4, and 5, within your environment. In this case, you can see available, you know, examples would be the available space you have available. Manufacturer number, model number, serial number, things like that are available with TPC, MRE disk. On page 13, we show you consumed volume space. We show you available volume space. Again, we identify the device path, a couple other features there, storage pool space, RAID levels, just all kinds of things within your environment. On page 14, things that are most important to our customer, we also do trending and charting and historical reporting. So customers have the ability to create these real pretty charts that help identify not only trending, you know, as they move forward into the future, but they can always look at past things that occur over the past days, weeks, months by creating these real nice charts and then take those charts to their management to impress their management. Show them what they're doing with the product. Hopefully I haven't gone through the presentation too fast. I know a lot of you are already familiar with TPC for disk, and I think you're most interested in how the mid-range came about and the pricing and how you price it and how it did compare with the TPC for disk, what I call, we don't have an enterprise edition, but I open paren, enterprise offering, close paren, just to distinguish it between the TPC for disk mid-range edition. On page 15 is just a wrap-up, you know, product slide. It centralizes management via those global topology views. It reports storage capacity, performance, and availability. The third bullet I've changed, it used to say reduces complexity of managing heterogeneous environments. That was a typo. That's where I had to change the slide, so I have a new slide now. It just says, reduces complexities of managing multiple IBM DS mid-range products. So it's just I had to do one of those global changes just for this presentation. It improves the efficiency and storage utilization, provides analytics, reporting, performance impacts, and configuration changes, and it offers compelling ROI and ease of mind for administrators who really need to do the deep dive to see where performance bottlenecks are occurring within that network. Now, we're going to open it up for Q&As here in a second, so don't go away. I know you guys have some Q&As. I've been getting the notes, so I know there's some valuable Q&As that I think you want to ask so that the rest of the people on this call can also hear the same answers. On page 16, is just a device list of everything that we support, as well as the firmware and the SMIS provider levels. So that's a quick takeaway chart that you can use with your customers. And then page 17, these are all hyperlinks. If you put this in screen show and you click on any of these hyperlinks, I've given the direct sellers the links to the sales kit. I've also given our partners links to their the location where they can find more information. The most important things on this chart, on this page 17, most important one, oh, God, there's a probably a couple of them. The one that I liked the best was the seller introduction, and that's for you guys. The fact sheet overview, that's for our executives, get that one. The frequently asked questions, that's a good one, because there's about 30 questions I've gotten so far from you guys, saying what if, what if, what if. So there's a lot of what ifs in this environment. They're good ones. You know, most of the stuff that you come with are good stuff, and the answers are good. I think you'll be happy with all the answers because we've removed all the complexities of the terabyte and the managed and the usable. You know, we've removed all that complexity, so this will make it very easy. And then there's a feature comparison. One of the things you guys always get into trouble with is, you know, it took me 4 years to really become what I consider to be, you know, a high-level expert on TPC. One of the number one questions I get from the field out there is they have trouble comparing when they go to a customer and say, I'm trying to sell you TPC. Customer says, what's the difference between data, disk, replication, standard edition, basic edition? This feature comparison matrix, probably one of the most important documents you'd want to print out and keep in your briefcase and hand to a customer because it shows them the value of each of the features and functions as he moves from component to component. So that's probably one of the best ones there that I use almost every week with the sellers. That was the last slide within the presentation. Hopefully I didn't go too fast. I didn't want to take too much of your time. And hopefully you've got the gist of it, TPC for Disk Mid-Range Edition, mid-range wrapping, mid-range pricing, and mid-range licensing that restricts it to the DS3, 4, and 5 environments. Kelly, so at this time, can we open it up for questions?
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your request, please press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please.
Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate it. Some of you have asked, one of the things some of you have asked for the feature codes and the PID numbers. Those can be found within the announcement letter. There's an announcement letter hyperlink on page 17 that you can get hold of and print that out. It's a nice little PDF. You might want to print that out. Gives you the licensing and... Anyway, it makes it easy for you. It's one of the simplest announcements I've ever made in my IBM career. I mean, really happy with the way this turned out. So, Kelly, are there any questions?
We do have a question from David Wyatt. Your line is open.
Hey, David.
Hey, John. How are you doing?
All right.
good stuff. I just have a few questions for clarification.
All right.
If we go to chart 3, there are two bullets there. Talks about performance management, monitoring, and reporting of the DS3, 4, and 5. And then the next bullet, it says FAST as well.
That's
so
correct.
Is FAST included in performance management, monitoring, and reporting as well?
Yeah, that's correct. And if you go to page, it was page 16, which identifies the FAST T100, 200, 500, 600, 700, 900 with these firmware levels and those SMIS providers.
Okay. Yeah, I know we could manage. I just wanted to make sure that we were clear that it wasn't just doing some, you know, provisioning and so forth, but no performance management because it wasn't specifically called out there.
Yeah. Jason, do you have any more familiarity with the depth of performance monitoring that we do on the FASTs?
If you look at the TPC website today under what TPC for disk support. It's what we've always supported for these devices, and it's specifically for fiber channel attached devices. So When you look at the fast devices, there's not going to be that many because there wasn't that many that even for the 3,000 that were fiber channel attached. So it recommends specific firmware versions that are supported and so forth.
Right. Well, so all fiber, most of the 4,000, pardon me, the fast products were fiber channel. So I'm just curious. I just wanted to make sure that we're doing performance monitoring on the fast as well. It's not a big deal, but I just wanted to make sure on that. The second question is...
No, before we go forward, I should have introduced my product manager, Jason Turner.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Hey, Jason. You have an Excel spreadsheet on the features and functions for the different components of TPC. If you're going out to sell this in a mid-range customer, and you're going to be selling the 3 or 5 primarily these days, it comes with the DS Storage Manager product free. Is there something that compares the feature functions of what's available on the DS 3 and 5 Storage Manager products compared to TPC for Disk, so we can show you're getting extra value out of TPC for Disk than you would get with the free product?
I don't have that today, but I'm writing that to do right now.
Okay.
That's an excellent question.
I think that would be good stuff for the field.
I think so, too. Yeah.
And the third item is, why was SBC excluded? Because as I see things going forward, we're going to be selling more combination of SBC with the DS3, DS5 combination versus this the standalone DS3 or DS5 product. So why couldn't we do the same thing and include SBC in here?
I think that's a question that 20 other people were on hold waiting to ask.
Well, I think, like you said, it's because it's a combination of it. Because SVC isn't disk that just sits on its own, that you can just say, I want to just support SVC. You don't support just SVC. You support SVC and some combination of disk behind it. So when it comes to supporting SVC and this new product, this TPC for Disk MRE, really just take the blinders off. SVC is out of the picture.
But I want it on the picture because if I'm managing, you need to do performance monitoring in the SVC, you need TPC for Disk Enterprise Edition right now. Well, what I want is I want TPC Mid-Range Edition because I'm going to have a combination. I want to be selling SVC on top of some other product, so we can do the same sort of pricing, it would seem to me, by enclosure or in addition to nodes. If I have SSD, why can't I not use the combination for SVC?
Well, there's two things. There's two aspects that we could be talking about. There's the technical aspect of this, of reporting on when SVC is in the picture, and let's say a DS4000 and this new product, Mid-Range Edition, the technical aspect of, okay, I want to be able to report on my front-end and back-end storage. And with this new product, I'm going to tell you, you'll be able to report on both that back-end 4000 and the front-end SVC performance aspect of that, and that just comes with the product. There's no additional charge or anything. You don't have to count. You're not going to double count you for enclosures for that. And then that leads into the second part of it, is the licensing aspect. Are we going to charge you for the nodes in the SVC cluster? Are we going to double count you the nodes for how is the licensing for that going to surface up? So basically I'm telling the group, or how we've decided, is SVC is really taken out of the picture. It's not involved here.
Well, I understand that. I'm just saying I'd really like you to consider, maybe go back and have some more arguing in the conference rooms about the combination SVC and DS3 or DS5, whatever it is, because I see that more and more as a mid-range combination that I'm going to want to sell. And if it's, TPC and added cost of it, do the comparisons of Enterprise Edition in various scenarios compared to Mid-Range Edition if we were able to do it.
No, we want you to sell that. We want you to sell those scenarios. We want you to sell DS3 and we want you to sell DS3 with SVC and with mid-range edition. We're just saying, from a licensing perspective, we're not going to charge you anything for mid-range edition and your SVC nodes.
So just so we can move beyond this question, David, we are also in heated discussions on that subject. And I think that subject's going to be resolved within the next 2 weeks. I think Jason would agree to me that that we'll have some clarity that should satisfy. I can't commit to anything. I think the folks on this call will be satisfied with the outcome of the heated discussions that we're having right now on that subject.
All right. Well, good.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. John. I do want to pursue this a little bit because the discussions kind of. I want to take this opportunity not to discuss it, but I want to just take a moment because we do have time to get input and to see what is it that you the maybe from a field perspective and maybe another caller has a recommendation of what is it from a packaging perspective the recommendation is. Do you want to see a new product that puts all together all three, or do you want us to see that we charge for the nodes in the cluster, call those an enclosure, and charge an MRE price on each of those? Or,
well, it seemed to me, just my 2 cents worth, and in reviewing this fairly quickly, is that, you know, just like you have the pricing on a DS5 control unit
mm-hmm.
as an enclosure, the same thing it seemed to me would apply to a node on an SVC, especially if it has solid-state disk in it. So, you know, that's just one app, but I need to take a look at the actual pricing and see how it compared to the Enterprise Edition, et cetera, and run those different scenarios. But just logically, it would seem, based upon the approach you've taken so far, that you would do that. Although you might be figuring, well, there's double counting there because I got one control unit on top of another control unit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you just charge on the SVC nodes and then the disk enclosures behind it and not the control units of the system behind it. So, you know, it just have to be looked at in various scenarios and see which one fits best, makes most sense for the marketplace.
Yeah, and I can tell you we've done a lot of that, and there are some things that I can't reveal on this call about features of some of the other products that affect this and...
That's fine. I just wanted to, you know, I'm sure you've been thinking about it. I just wanted to reiterate the point and that it's the combination, you know, in the mid-range marketplace, I think, is something that we need to have a product for, you know, SVC, the VDS concept.
I mean, in the end, it saved a little bit of money from a sales perspective of not having to charge, you know, on average, you know, two extra nodes or how many ever extra nodes in a cluster. It lowered the price of the overall solution.
All right, so let's
move on.
I'd like to move on just
good.
So I can give an opportunity to other people to ask questions.
Okay.
All right.
Our next question comes from Stephen Rayl. Your line is open.
Very good. Hey, John.
Hey, Steve.
Good product here. Listen, I saw on the supported products list the 3400. Any reason why the 32 or 3300 isn't also supported?
The 33 and 32 aren't those iSCSI products?
The 33 is the iSCSI. The 3200 is the SAS.
Oh, really? Okay.
SAS product.
All right. Well, let me take that and find out why those aren't on that supported list.
Yeah, I didn't wonder if it was just because the, you know, the fiber channel attachments on the 3400 would be the limiting factor there, or if it was a Smith support question.
Okay. Yeah. Good point. Good point. I just assumed they were the iSCSI products, so I didn't dive into it. But I'll take that back.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
Steve. See you tomorrow.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question comes from Brian Smith. Your line is open.
Maybe I'm showing my ignorance, but for example, on DS8000, if you have TPC, whether you manage that with SVC or if it's direct attached, there's no extra charge, as I understand it, unless I'm completely screwed up. So
That is correct. That is correct. So, but the way it, you know, the way I understand it, you know, is that if you put a DS-8000 behind an SVC, right, we don't charge you for the SVC. We charge you for the number of terabytes that are being managed on the DS-8000, right? But at the same time, the SVC does provide performance reporting on the DS-8000, right?
That's cool.
Right? What we are saying here is that, I'm going to extend my picture out, you could put a DS, let's just say a DS-5000 behind the SVC, right? Now, if the DS-5000 behind the SVC, you can license that. You can say, I want that to be excluded from the terabyte model, and I want to go with TPC MRE pricing for that DS-5000, which would be less, which might be less, as we can see, than the terabyte model. Okay? With me there?
Yeah.
Okay. So you might have an SVC. So what we say there is that theoretically, through licensing, and I know, here we go, theoretically through licensing, the customer is not authorized to look at performance reporting as reported by the SVC on that DS-5000 box.
Yeah, that's clear. I just...
All right. So, yeah, he can see it. But because he's not licensed, you know, he's not licensed it under the terabyte model, theoretically, due to licensing restrictions, the customer theoretically should not look at that, those reports on the SVC.
What's the question?
It's what everybody's trying to understand is, you don't license an SVC, so if you put a DS-8000 behind the SVC or you put a DS-5000 behind the SVC, isn't the SVC still going to be able to provide performance reporting on the 5000 and the 8000? Isn't it the same?
Right. Yeah.
But what we talked about behind the scenes is, theoretically, the customer, because he hasn't licensed the Enterprise Edition, and because we haven't stated that the SVC is supported, that theoretically, even though the customer can see the performance reports via the SVC, he's not authorized to look at it.
Yeah, that's why we're not really, you can't really tuck anything behind an SVC and hide it and make it all of a sudden now a mid-range edition and pay less for it with TPC. You can't put a DS-8000 behind there and start paying less TPC for it or anything like that.
I wasn't worried about DS-8000.
Yeah.
Everybody's worried about, you know, I guess most of us on the call don't think that the SVC in front of a mid-range solution makes much of a big deal.
Okay.
Oh, so that was your point, huh, Brian? I missed that one.
Oh, no, that was my point.
Okay. All right. Yeah, there's people out there who think that there's going to be a large number of SVC EEs that will have a 3, 4, and 5 behind it. Jason and I don't sell SVCs, but we have had a significant number of people come and ask us if the SVC EE could be on the supported products list for this product.
That's cool.
So that's probably the largest question we've been getting on a daily basis. Can SVC EE be included in that list? Yeah. So that's what we're behind the scenes. 2 weeks. Give us 2 weeks.
Our next question comes from Carol Lawrence. Your line is open.
Hey, Carol.
Hey, how you doing, John?
All right.
This sounds like a great thing. This is going to make life easier for a lot of salespeople. I just had two thoughts I wanted to share. I'm a little concerned about saying that TPC for disk or any portion of CP, PPC Standard Edition does real-time monitoring. From a technical perspective, I see that as near real-time monitoring. And I'm concerned that if a salesperson takes this presentation, you know, modifies it for a customer and puts real-time, I have to come behind and say, well, sort of.
Okay.
Do you have any concern with that? Near real-time means every 5 minutes is the lowest thing that we can actually monitor, and that has to do with SIMOMS and not an IBM thing, but a standard problem. And this, at least for this version of TPC, when we're still dependent on SIMOMS, I think that's a little kind of deceptive to say real time.
All right. Well, I'll take that. I'll take that debate to our technical group. Geeks.
Okay.
Technical geeks. And
calling me a geek, John. The other thing I just want to suggest that's been very successful in my PPC sales is I think it's a really good idea to sell a little bit of services whenever you put TPC out there, because it's a little complex. Not to install, that's gotten very, very easy. But to customize and get the information the customer wants, it's worthwhile trying to sell a little bit of services and get somebody out there who can really enable the customer to use it for all it's worth.
That's such an excellent point, Carol. I just wish everybody would sell the basic service package to get the product up and running, get the SIMOMS installed, and just show the customer a couple of techniques of how to use it on a day-to-day basis. That's one of the most difficult things that we have to overcome here is getting the product installed. And I mean, it's got so much easier than 4 years ago when I first came in here, and I don't hear the complaints like I heard 4 years ago, so I'm real happy about that. But I still think, you know, let's face it, it's an enterprise offering. You're installing it into an environment that potentially could be large and complex, and I just wish everybody would offer a basic service package for that. That being said, let me go one step further. The reason that it's gotten so much easier is because we've been shipping TPC pre-installed on an SSPC. So with this product, the SSPC is not a prereq. So we could potentially have customers out there ordering and installing TPC from scratch without the SSPC. So we need to keep our eye on that to see how well that goes. I think people have become very happy with the SSPC because the box comes in as an appliance and it's pre-installed and there's very little things they have to do to get it up and running. This will go with this. This does not require an SSPC. So we need to, you know, just be alert and have our ears open and be able to respond to whatever comes up. But excellent question. Thank you, Carol.
There are no further questions at this time.
Okay. My name again is John Foley. I'm here in Raleigh. I'm not the John Foley in Atlanta, although he gets all my mail. I'm John Foley in Raleigh. Jason and I, this is our baby. It's Jason Turner in Austin. This is our baby. We really want to see it successful, and we'll do whatever we need to do to help you folks out in the field sell this. Get started with it. I think you're going to get real comfortable with it real quick because, as you can see, it's real easy to count the enclosures, and it's real easy to multiply times 8. That being said, I'd like to thank you for joining the call. Jason and I are available if you need our help, and happy selling. Good luck, and give us a call if you need help. Thank you very much.
Thank you for participating in today's conference call. You may disconnect at this time.